I wonder if we did a whole podcast like that, how long people would listen to it. Well, let's get this out of the way. Hi, Tarv.
Hi, Tarv and Danny.
All right, yeah, hi, Danny. I know it'll be 6 months from now, but hi, Caesar.
He's given up listening by now.
Like,
oh, that's the podcast from those two assholes I used to talk to, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those guys. Weren't we doing a wrestling thing with them? Eh, whatever. So, first off, the best news of the year for me, I just opened my first bottle of Samuel Adams Oktoberfest.
Hey!
Pumpkin beer is here.
That's sad.
Eh?
It's not even so
good
yet.
I know. I know, but it's so good. You don't even drink, though, so I don't...
No, it's not sad that it's beer. I don't give a shit about that. It's that it's October-flavored beer, and it's not even September.
It is unusually early this year. Usually it's not out to like, the end of September.
As it should be. I mean, that's when fall starts. Let the fall stuff come out when fall starts. Don't start releasing it in summer.
Well, it's just... Yeah, yeah.
So fuck you saying that.
Fuck you!
You're a shitty president, and you're an even worse brewer.
I'm gonna tell you some amazing news right now, Mike. So, as some of you may know, we didn't publicize this on the website. I keep saying I'm going to one of the weeks where we don't have a podcast, and then, you know, at like 3 a.m, I go, oh, right, well, fuck it.
Did we even have a podcast last week? Did you put up the one we recorded?
No, because we concluded it was, too offensive even for us, remember?
I didn't know if you had cut out the bit that we wanted to save and put it up, and okay. So
I haven't even taken the time to look at it and attempt it. I don't think it'll be salvageable, but you know, I might try.
We talked about Pacific Rim, and there was an Ultimate Warrior reference in there. That's all you need to know. It's just us going off on a tangent. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I made some off-color jokes, so we decided not to post it.
But back in June. We recorded a commentary on a little movie called The Room, which has 4 thumbs up and 1 thumbs down.
Who thumbs down it?
I Tarv.
He wouldn't thumbs down it. He loves everything we do. He's the only
Kevin
person.
Kevin for the win because we stole his idea of doing commentary.
I thought we weren't saying his name because we don't want...
fuck it. I don't give a shit. Anyways, this nice gentleman named Theme Number 02 left a slew of comments on that video. Comment 1, Johnny doesn't own the whole building, he. Comment 2, sorry I'm using my tablet and it automatically puts down whatever I have if I press another video. Comment 3, Johnny doesn't own the building, which you probably know by now, and if you played the game, you would know that Denny lives in the janitor's closet of the building.
If you played the game?
Number 1, Theme Number 02, I'm sorry, but that shitty Newgrounds Flash game, not canon. Number 2, holy shit, Theme Number 02, did you watch the entire commentary? Because goddamn, dude.
Maybe he did it as intended and actually watched it with the movie. I hope to God that's what he did.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry that you sat through both our blathering on about The Room and The Room at the same time. That's enough to give anyone an aneurysm.
I'm sorry you sat through The Room and Mike screaming about The Room.
Only Tommy Wiseau's ass.
Yeah, that was actually how I synced up the audio. I was like, I gotta find a point where I know exactly where we said something based on what's going on screen. So I synced up you screaming to Tommy Wiseau's ass. It was the hardest edit I've ever done.
Ugh. But yeah, anyway.
But my God, Theme Number 02 on YouTube. Do you have any videos? Fast music, trance music, what? He's got some videos. Go look at his videos, because, yeah.
Thanks for commenting, I guess.
Thanks for being a bro. Subscribe, motherfucker.
He's not a bro because we're not PewDiePie. Only he can have YouTube bros. He said.
Wow.
What?
He's subscribed to a lot of people with anime girls as profile pictures.
Are we sure that they're not anime girls?
They're anime girls.
Anyways. I mean, are we sure that the people who own those channels aren't anime girls?
They might be. You never know. It's possible. So, yes. How have you been, Mike?
I've been good.
I was thinking we'd try not to be so offensive and or racist this week.
You make one Holocaust joke and suddenly you're a racist.
I mean, that podcast is going to go down in history because I think people who have listened to us long term, first off, are insane, and secondly, know that it takes a lot for us to go, oh, God, that's too much.
The people who've been listening to us long term, first off, get a fucking life. Yeah. Go outside.
Gee. On that note, Tarv tweets, and I'm up.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a terribly unspectacular week.
So just an average week.
I don't have a whole hell of a lot to talk about.
Yeah, same here.
As we both go into silence.
I've been working. I've been watching Gokaiger slowly and working and working.
Where are you up to in Gokaiger?
You know.
No, I don't.
You know. I think the last episode I watched was the Time Ranger episode.
Okay.
Where they went back in time and killed the dude from Shinkenger.
For a second there when you were saying, yeah, you know, I was like, you've just been watching the Luca and the maid outfit episode on repeat, haven't you?
Yeah, just on repeat. I just turn that to repeat and then I clean the room.
Well, you have to after you do what you do while watching that.
Hey now.
You just get it everywhere. I at least have the belly bib.
Wow. What?
What? You don't know the belly bib? Should I go into it?
No.
I don't actually use the belly bib. That's gross. That's gross. And Chris, you're gross for bringing it up.
What? You? But, oh.
Yeah, I've been trying to find work and watching Power Rangers, so it's almost the same thing as yours.
We're sad.
Mine's a lot like yours, except that I don't get paid.
Mine's exactly like yours, except not even remotely similar.
There's a Power Rangers Sentai thing in there, and it revolves around work.
Okay, maybe that is exactly like mine, then.
Even though I've burned through season one of these DVDs, I got surprisingly fast.
Well, I mean, it's not that hard. You can watch one and then fast forward through the rest. They are exactly the same.
Yeah, but, I mean, I watched every single episode, but it's like each disc has 10 episodes on it, and I just put one on while I'm working, and then it'd stop, and what? I've already gone through 10 episodes? What time is it?
I did see that thing on Tumblr a while ago. It was like me at 9 years old. Oh, my God, it's 2 p.m. How long have I been watching Power Rangers for? Me at 29. Oh, my God, it's 4 a.m. How long have I been watching Power Rangers for?
So, yeah, that's been fun. We can't even, like, talk about Raw because Raw sucked.
I know.
It didn't really suck. It's just, nothing of note happened on it.
I'm excited because I'm actually going to be off in time Sunday to catch at least most of SummerSlam. I might miss, like, the first 20 minutes or so. But it's like...
So you'll actually be able to do a...
A live tweet?
Are you even going to bother with that?
I'm probably going to tweet it. No, I'm here. Are you there? Mike?
Oh, no.
Can you hear me? Michael... What the fuck?
God damn it. Welcome to ARG, the podcast where nothing fucking goes right.
Welcome to ARG. That's the noise we make when we try to make shit work.
Although it's not like this podcast is going to be worth listening to. Like, I'm trying to reel it in and not be racist, apparently.
And, I'm just getting drunk.
And, yeah. I'm desperately looking for shit to talk about, and...
Hey, Yahoo is redesigning their logo.
What?
Breaking news. People still use Yahoo.
Are they, like, voting on... I have gone there to check my mail and noticed that there's been different ones.
Yeah, they're showing a new one every day for 30 days, evidently. Wow, that's an uninspired logo.
They're all just purple with the exclamation mark. They don't look much different. It's like, hey, here's Yahoo in a different font. It's not really a graphic change.
Pretty much. Disappointing.
Just like Yahoo has been for the last 10 years.
Let's see. There it is in Times New Roman. They're all just, wow. If you still use Yahoo as your primary mail service, just kill yourself.
Okay, where's my gun?
What's that?
Is it okay, where's my gun?
Oh, that's right. You do still use your Yahoo as your primary. Wow.
That's all I use it for.
Mike.
What? It works.
Does it?
Yeah, I get my
Does
fucking
it
mail.
Really?
Because I don't have to go to
Emperor
Gmail
Palpatine.
And have it do fucking 90 things while I'm just trying to read my mail.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hang on. I misread this. Emperor Palpatine set to return in Star Wars Episode 7.
But he died. Remember the whole getting thrown down an air shaft and exploding? Kind of hard to come back from that.
Well, he, like, every single one of the fucking Expanded Universe books is about a clone of Emperor Palpatine. Wait a minute, what?
That's exactly why I didn't play Force Unleashed.
Ryan Gosling in last-minute negotiations to play Luke Skywalker's son.
Now, why would they do that?
Because Mark Hamill is old.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the Expanded Universe, they have Han and Leia's kids. Why not just go with them?
Because if they make up their own character, they don't have to pay copyright fees for Han and Leia's kids.
Don't they already technically own the copyright to those?
They'd have to pay something to the creator, I'm sure. Everyone, if you're listening, that's the sound of Mike's head exploding.
I don't understand how Star Wars has, like, all this shit that they can pull from, and they're just like, no, that didn't happen.
No, we're gonna make up our own shit.
Like, all that stuff that you guys liked, that you've kind of set in canon, that's not canon. That didn't happen. Here's what really happened.
Ooh, SmackDown spoilers for 8/16. Are you ready for SmackDown spoilers for this Friday?
No.
Don't bother, there's nothing worthwhile. Oh, wait a minute. Curtis Axel picked up a pinfall victory over Zack Ryder.
So he's like the last guy to have beaten Zack Ryder?
Yep.
God knows everyone else has.
Oh, Zack Ryder. God, can I point out how much it pisses me off that Triple H has wedged himself into the championship match?
Yeah, that also bothered me. I mean, it's... Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I just got your thing saying hello.
Is it me you're looking for? Oh,
Christ. But no, it's like, it was bad enough that they had Triple H and McMahon kind of fighting over who they wanted to win the match with John Cena and Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Because, well, first off, the thing that bothered me is I can't tell which one I'm supposed to be rooting for. They both just seem like overbearing assholes trying to overbearing asshole each other. I don't like either of them, so neither one of them comes off as a face to me in this feud. And then to top it off, Triple H just kind of wedges himself in the middle of them in the match. It's like, why? You don't need to be there. Neither Vince nor Triple H nor Stephanie needs to be involved in this match at all.
Now, you've read what the proposed long-term goal is.
Well, I know that they want to have Triple H versus McMahon at WrestleMania 30.
No, they want to have Triple H versus McMahon at WrestleMania 30 via Triple H having a people's champion and Vince McMahon having a corporate champion.
Oh, Christ.
And they are saying, potentially, it could be, like, right now, just looking at the way things are shaping up, if they were to figure out who it was going to be headlining WrestleMania 30, they were saying potentially it could be Triple H versus Randy Orton.
So Triple H is going to be the guy fighting Randy Orton? Triple H is going to appoint himself as the People's Champion?
Would it surprise you at this point?
It really wouldn't, but good lord.
He's like, it's gonna be me!
Triple H, read the dirt sheet sometime. No one fucking likes you.
I liked him just fine when he was, the quote-unquote general manager-esque character, and just kind of showed up, pissed everybody off, and then went away.
Well, I mean, Like, when Triple H was getting his big heat, like, everyone was fucking hating him, saying that he's holding people down and he's taking spots and blah, blah, blah. It's like, he was actually one of the best performers that they had on the show, so it made sense that he was champion for a fucking year.
Right, right.
But it's like, now that he's not wrestling anymore, but he's still kind of wedging himself into places that he shouldn't be. It's like, go the fuck away. Go do your office job. No one wants to see your bald ass on TV.
And, let's see, they finally confirmed the rules for a Ring of Fire match?
Yes, it's going to be to keep people out. It's not to set people on fire, which is fucking stupid. You know what else keeps people out that they've been using for fucking decades? Cages. Just have a fucking cage match.
I wonder how long it'll be until, I wonder how far into the match it'll be before, one of Bray Wyatt's, sheep just jump in there and catch fire and start hitting Kane.
Well, it's like because
it'll function like a cane. They said the flames are not intended to set anyone on fire,
right.
Which means clearly someone's getting set on fire.
Possibly, yes. Which will probably be Kane because he has a movie coming up.
This is true.
He's going to be in the sequel to Hills Have Eyes or whatever.
Yeah, the sequel to the movie he died in. I figure if anything, it'll wind up being one of Way's. Bray, whatever, fucking Husky Harris's followers.
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, so they can be like, look how fucking crazy they are. He got set on fire and still beat the shit out of that dude.
Which it would work, I guess, because they wear those jumpsuits.
Yeah.
So they could wear, like, foam padding underneath so that they wouldn't get seriously hurt. Still.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Chris just set his house on fire.
I just knocked over my beer. Sad face.
But no, I mean, the problem with even cage matches and the whole, like, it's meant to keep people out is, like, how many times have we seen somebody just pop up through the center of the fucking floor?
Right.
Like, how effective has anything actually been at keeping someone out? So if they really wanted Wyatt's boys to interfere, they will just cut their way up through the mat, just like Undertaker's done, just like Sting's done, just like fucking Ric Flair did 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. How great would it be if they just, like, walked in with fire extinguishers? It's like, put the fire out, and then got in the ring and beat the shit out of Kane. And then when they get out of the ring, set it back on fire.
When, Kane runs out there, climbs up in the ring, the thing sets on fire before Bray Wyatt comes out. He blows out the electric lantern, and all the fire goes out. And Kane's up there doing his, like, his fire conjuring move, and it's not happening.
Oh, God. What you just said with Bray blowing out the lantern and the fire going out, it wouldn't surprise me at all if that's what happened. So they could be like, look how fucking creepy Bray Wyatt is. And the crowd could be like, Husky Harris.
Which is, that alone pisses me off. That everyone, like, this whole Bray Wyatt thing starts in the Wyatt family, and everyone's, like, super excited, and then the first thing that happens when he comes out is, like, Husky Harris! It's like, can we let shit go? I say we like I'm part of these fucking imbeciles. Like, wah, wah, wah. It's like, just let something new get over. Yes, he had a character before this one, but just, let's put a pin in that. Let's forget that for a little bit and try to see what this new character is about.
Nope. Husky Harris.
It pisses me off. It pisses me off that fans are still chanting Goldberg at Ryback. It's like, yes, we get it. Now just shut the fuck up. I hate wrestling fans.
No, keep going, Mike. Tell us how you really feel.
I fucking hate wrestling fans. I was actually wondering about talking about this because it happened during Raw. And like we've already said, it was a completely unspectacular episode, which is sad because it was going into their biggest show of the summer. But, like, they had the first half hour, and I just happened to look over at my Twitter after, like, the 9:30 mark or the 8:30 mark or whatever. And I see somebody tweet, worst first sixth of Raw ever. We're really going to break it down into quarter segments.
They couldn't be like worst half hour?
No, it was worst first sixth of Raw.
Math nerd. It was probably just Lanny Poffo.
I wish it was. It's some guys that do a wrestling podcast that I've never listened to, and they started following the Squared Circle account, so I just followed them back, and they're just douchebags.
Wait, are you sure it wasn't us?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't you.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Well, you didn't watch Raw.
It was a joke, because we also did a podcast you never listened to.
I know. I got it.
King Kong Bundy confirmed for WrestleMania 2K or WWE 2K14.
No, I've actually been kind of interested in this game with all these names that they're pulling out. Like, I was surprised to hear that Hogan was in it, and then Andre's
Hogan's
in it.
Hogan's in it?
Oh, yeah.
The final fuck you to TNA.
Well, Hogan has, it's like, people have been wondering about that. Like, how can Hogan be in it when he's in TNA? He made a deal before he even went into TNA that he can sign outside licensing deals.
Right.
So he is signed to 2K Games, not to WWE.
Right.
So that's why he was able to be in, like, the Legends of WrestleMania game and the WWE All-Stars and all that shit, and why he's going to be in this game.
That's kind of the same weird deal Ultimate Warrior has right now. They made a big deal that he signed to 2K Games. He has not done a deal with WWE yet.
Right. But
That being said... It's kind of one of those things where it's like, this is clearly kind of a first step thing. Hey, Warrior, come on over.
I really don't ever want to see Warrior back. He is so very 80s of a character that it would seem incredibly ridiculous to have him running out there doing his shit to Daniel Bryan or Randy Orton or
anyone.
Like, think of any time that fucking Brooklyn Brawler ran out, and everyone just kind of stared at him slack-jawed as he did his shit, and then hit him with their finishing move. It's like, that's all that Warrior would be good for. He'd come sprinting down the ramp, start shaking the ropes, climb in, catch an RKO, and just have to roll out and walk away.
maybe he could face Triple H at 30.
There you go. Have that rematch.
That long-awaited rematch where Warrior just no-sells for the entire match and Triple H gets progressively more and more pissed off.
Triple H pulls out his sledgehammer and actually caves in Ultimate Warrior's skull.
He still no-sells it. That's when we find out Ultimate Warrior has become a deity.
Oh no, the Blood Moon!
The Blood Moon has told me your sins, Hunter, and I will strike you down in the name of the Lord God Almighty! And then Lex Luger runs in wearing robes and holding a harp. You've got to repent, Hunter, so he can't hurt you. I can't protect you.
Lex Luger wearing a robe and a harp.
And then Warrior's like, I will hit you with the greatest powers of hell. And they just play Benoit's theme, and then the feed cuts out. The feed cuts back in 20 minutes later, and Triple H is just, like, bleeding on the bottom of the mat, and he's got marks on his face like he's been in a crossface. I think it sounds like a great plan. Maybe they don't even play Benoit's theme. He just comes back up like he's got the marks on his face, and JR's like, my God, it looks like he's been attacked by some kind of a rabid Wolverine.
Not everyone would think that that's CM Punk now, because he's got the Wolverine mutton chops going. The problem that I have with the 2K14 so far, looking at the roster, is that it looks like they're going to do the same shit that they did with 13, where they're giving multiple roster slots to different versions of the same character. Like, so far, Hulk Hogan has two, Rock has two, and Undertaker has two.
Why? I mean, they had, like, slightly different movesets, didn't they?
Very slightly. But, I mean, The Rock, he has had the same goddamn shtick for 15 years, and the only difference between, like, 90s Rock and current Rock is the tattoo and the hair.
Well, and his intestines were on the inside back then.
Because he hadn't torn open his abdomen yet. He hadn't herniated himself lifting John Cena yet.
He was still in one piece.
Yeah, it's like, at least these ones, they might have different moves. But, I mean, Hulk Hogan, he has, like, 80s Hulk Hogan and then NWO Hulk Hogan. What was the difference between their moves?
About $5 million.
It's like they did no different things. Is Hollywood Hogan going to have a different taunt where who does the for life instead of the cut in the cuff in the ear.
Maybe. Maybe he plays that belt like a guitar in the middle of the ring.
And then Undertaker makes sense because it has, like, current Undertaker and Biker Undertaker. They had different moves. They did different things.
Oh, Biker Taker. I hope he comes out to Roland.
It'll probably
you'd
be
Mark.
They'd
be like, oh, right, Fred Durst.
I would love that, but at the same time, it'll probably be that really weird theme that he had. Remember when he cut his hair?
Vaguely.
And it was all short, and he had this just...
Oh, yeah.
Really
yeah,
kind of...
evil theme?
Yeah, it was really bland and kind of sounded like it was trying to be Kid Rock or Limp Bizkit, but it was just Jim Johnson being Jim Johnson.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Well, it'll probably be that theme, because they own that one. They don't have to pay Fred Durst beer money.
Do you really pay Fred Durst anymore, or do you just give him a bag of Doritos?
I think, yeah. He's become like Jason Frank, where you give him a shrimp boat and a can of beer and say, here's your payment.
Vince is like, a whole can? Fuck that!
He can have whatever Steve Austin pours out in the ring.
Stone Cold gets in the ring, does the beer salute, leaves, and then like Fred Durst slides in and starts licking the bottom of the ring. Oh,
this is my payment!
He's like, yeah, move in, not move out. Favorite band for the WWE.
They just roll the mat backstage after the show and wring it out into a cup.
It's not even a cup.
It's beer and sweat.
He lays on the floor. He lays on the floor and he's like, yeah!
Getting a mouthful of beer, sweat, and spray tan.
Careful, Fred. That's where X-Pac bled.
That's his anus blood.
Whatever.
I'm getting paid.
You give me an extra squirt of beer for that, right?
So, yeah. There's that. Did you play Bioshock Infinity?
No.
No. Okay.
I've got the demo thing on the PS3, but I haven't played it yet.
I've just been kind of asking people what they thought of it, because it's coming out for Mac at the end of the month, and I'm...
Supposedly it's really good.
That's what I hear, but people are also dumb.
The people I talk to that aren't dumb said it was really good.
I mean,
they got really good reviews, and everybody said it was a lot of fun.
I mean, I have to take the negative reviews sort of with a grain of salt, because it's like,
right.
They're all like, oh, this game was over.
Well, I mean, it's coming out for Mac on Steam, right?
Mm-hmm.
When is it coming out?
I don't know the exact date. I want to say the 29th.
Okay, here's the trick to buying a Steam game you don't know if it's any good. Wait till Christmas.
When it comes out for like $5?
Exactly.
Well, they're releasing this for $60, so I don't think it's going to be $5 in like 2 months.
Maybe not $5. It will be significantly discounted eventually, though.
I mean, I might hold off till
like,
then
there
to
will,
get the other.
There will be like, one random 50% off day. They're insane the way they price those things at Christmas.
Well, it's not like they have any fucking overhead. I mean, they're not producing discs. They're not producing cases or artwork.
No, they're just paying for a shitload of servers.
They're putting up data.
Well, there's servers, there's licensing fees, there's the maintenance upkeep, and blah, blah, blah.
It's like they're selling you cans of air. They're selling you a can of air for $60.
Huh.
It doesn't need to be that expensive.
Hey, Xbox did another 180.
Oh, what'd they do now?
The Kinect is no longer required. To be hooked into the Xbox at all times.
Hey, there you go. Now I might actually.
However, they have no intention of releasing an Xbox without the Kinect.
So it doesn't need to be plugged in, but you're still gonna have it.
Yeah.
Well, at least you could turn it off. I mean, that's good. I'd rather have a camera that's not staring at me all the time. It's still super creepy every time I turned on Bob's Xbox and it would scan me up and down like it's checking me out. Like, unplug that fucking thing and get rid of it.
Be done with that bullshit. Yeah, I liked to connect for the little while I had it, but it was pretty useless in terms of as a gameplay device.
Well, it's like every other fucking peripheral. It's like it comes out, and what was the PlayStation one? The Wiimote with the golf ball attached to it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. They come out with these things, and they're like, oh, we're going to implement them into all of our future games, and it's going to be this and that and all that, blah, 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 and they build it up really big, and then it comes out, and it's like, oh, yeah, we got 3 games that use it. There might be more. Probably not, because no one bought the fucking thing.
Jesus Christ. There's also a game called Xenoblade Chronicles. Have you heard about this one? It was an RPG that fans campaigned fucking hard for to get over in the U.S. GameStop finally agreed to carry it if they could be the only store carrying it. And they did not order very many copies. As of right now, to, quote, fall in line with marketplace demand for the game, bear in mind GameStop is the only store selling this. You can only buy it pre-owned for $90.
Good lord.
It retailed $50 brand new.
The game is not that good.
Actually, supposedly it was really good.
It could be really good, but it's not that good.
No, it's not $90 good.
No game is $90 good. They did that same thing with GoldenEye. I remember when it came out.
GoldenEye for the Wii?
No, the N64.
Oh, really?
Because I remember it came out, and I didn't get it right away like a lot of people did. And I borrowed it from a friend probably 6 months after it came out and was like, wow, this is actually a pretty good game. And so I went on the hunt to find it and couldn't find it new anywhere. And one, it was an EB Games, had it used for $75.
That's ridiculous.
And I was like, no. I eventually found it.
Negative.
I eventually found it at a Blockbuster for like $10. Because it was one of their like liquidation.
Funny, when they re-released GoldenEye for the Wii, I like hunted that shit down because they were like, we're only making so many copies of the collector's bundle with the gold controller. And I was like, I want that fucking gold controller because I need a controller anyways, and that's cool as shit. You can still find those bundles at Walmart. Ironically, for the same amount I paid, Wii games just do not go down in price.
Well, they're still the cheapest games on the market, so they really don't have to.
I guess.
Especially when, like, everyone has that grandma that doesn't really quite understand what it is that you want.
Right.
And will buy the cheap one because she doesn't know the difference between the Xbox One and the Wii One.
You wanted the blob again, right?
Oh, that fucking game. I'm mad at the gaming media for giving that thing such good reviews when it's paint by numbers.
I've still never played it.
It is such a bullshit goddamn game. I just saw, like, people were talking about it, and so I went and looked at the reviews, and it's like 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, great game, a lot of fun, picked it up, and it's like, hey, you're the blob, and all the colors are gone, so you need to run around and color the people back to the colors that they need to be. Like, oh, so...
Did you color everybody white, because deep down you're secretly a racist?
No, they start out that way. Maybe that's why I didn't...
Wow.
Maybe that's why I hated it, because you gotta make all the white people colored, and that's bad. No, I'm not racist, fuck you.
Moving on in Power Ranger news.
But no, seriously, you gotta find the colors and then run over people and make them back to the color that they were, and it's, oh god, it was so fucking dull.
Oh. So, it appears the legendary war, whatever, in Megaforce is going to be the very last episode of Super Megaforce.
Right. You know, here's the thing about Super Megaforce, is that I want to dislike it because of what it's doing with the Gokaiger footage.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's like I'm thinking, this is the thing that I bitch about whenever anybody says that a movie is different from the book.
Right.
It's like, no, it's not supposed to be the same goddamn thing. They're going to change things. And especially with Power Rangers and Sentai, they've always fucking changed things. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is nothing like Zoo Ranger, as far as the overall story is concerned. So
right.
It's like, yeah, they're going to use the footage and it's going to be a different thing. So maybe I shouldn't bash on it just because I know that they're going to be taking like 60 episodes and cramming it into 20. But I'm mad that it's still going to have the stiffest shit actors. But it's like,
poor Troy. They won't even let him do interviews. He's so fucking awkward. Whenever they do something like
promo for the show coming back, where everyone but Troy, the Red Ranger, the leader of the group, has a goddamn line in the promo.
He's just like staring at the camera, smiling blankly with no emotion.
It's like, if he didn't move in that thing, I would swear to God that that is a cardboard cutout that they put the rest of the actors behind.
It's bad.
So yeah, it's like I shouldn't and we shouldn't dog on Super Mega Force for what it could be. No, because we're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yes, we should, because that's what this podcast is.
I guess for the sake of the podcast, yes, but in reality, we should not be dogging on it for those reasons. We should not be dogging on it because...
There's no reality. There's no reality on the internet.
We should not be dogging on it for what it is taking the footage from. It's like, Gokaiger will still be good.
So right.
It's not like we're going to say, oh, they're fucking wrecking Gokaiger. That'll still be good. That'll still be there.
Oh, I can't even watch Gokaiger anymore.
It is weird, though, after watching Z-Ranger, going back and watching season one of Power Rangers and noticing all the cuts and where they stole from this episode and that episode.
Yeah, I watched a video last night that was the first morph in Ninja Storm and then the first morph in Hurricanger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, we're really awkward, aren't we? But at the same time, they cut out a lot of the really kind of weird to America stuff, like the Hurricanger's having fucking umbrellas.
I have not seen any of Hurricanger.
They've got like the fucking samurai umbrellas, which in Japan is like not that weird. It's like a traditional display thing. And here we're kind of like, why do the Power Rangers have umbrellas? Is it raining? Can they not get wet?
At some point, though, you got to remember that it's a show for kids, and they probably wouldn't even question it.
I think as a kid, even I would have been like, okay, the umbrellas are a little weird.
I probably wouldn't watch it if that's what it was. I mean, I think back to some of the shows that I watched, and it's like, now? No. I would not watch VR Troopers now.
Oh, God.
I would not watch Beetleborgs now.
You know, both those shows in their entirety are on Netflix.
Yeah, and they also have... Well, they have VR Troopers in its entirety on DVD. For whatever stupid reason, Shout Factory decided to release Beetleborgs in volumes, and they have the first season and then half of the second season, and now they're telling people, if you want to see the second half of season two, you need to buy the first three DVDs. Like, we're not going to complete the series until people buy the first three.
Oh, yeah, that's how that works.
Like, well, I don't want to buy the first three if you're not going to complete the goddamn series.
Yeah, here we go. Just imagine if suddenly in the middle of Ninja Storm, they morphed and they started twirling those around.
Not the weirdest thing in Power Rangers.
True.
Yeah, they pull those things out and start twirling them around. It's like, they're ninjas!
It is interesting to think that we are simultaneously, while this is the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers, it should also be the 20th anniversary of VR Troopers, if I remember correctly.
VR Troopers,
they weren't that far apart.
VR Troopers came out 2 years after Power Rangers.
94, okay.
Because that's what I was saying the other night when I posted that video. It's like Tommy was supposed to leave and become the main character of VR Troopers. The main guy.
Well, it was only going to be him, too, in a Cybertron.
Yeah, he was going to be the only character. But then the guy that eventually got the lead role in VR Troopers was going to be the White Ranger.
That would have been weird.
We think that now. Imagine what that's the shit that I think about. It's like, what would happen to both shows if that had happened? And we probably wouldn't think anything of it. It's like, hey, here's this new guy that's the White Ranger. Okay, whatever. Good times.
You saw what I tweeted when you asked how things could have been different, right?
I don't think that VR Troopers...
You don't think we would have 20 years of VR Troopers?
I think that saying that we would have 20 years of VR Troopers resting on Jason David Frank's shoulders as a lone character would not happen. I think you are drastically overestimating his star power.
Just watching that little clip from Cybertron, it's kind of like, oh, I see why that didn't get picked up.
It did! They just changed it.
It didn't get picked up in that incarnation. They had to change it before it would get picked up. That's one of those things where they were like, hey, watch this. And somebody said, oh, God, no. You're close, but no. God, no.
If you watch the first episode of VR Troopers, it is that goddamn Cybertron promo with two other characters thrown in.
Here's something I thought was pretty interesting, too, if you think about it. VR Trooper actors consistently more successful than Power Rangers actors.
What have they done?
Well, Brad Hawkins is now a country music superstar. Well, maybe not superstar, but...
You really a superstar? I mean, I haven't heard shit from him.
And the girl who played Caitlin became a big deal on soap operas.
I think they had careers afterwards. I wouldn't say that they were more successful.
Well, how many successful Power Rangers were there?
On average, sure. You gotta figure there's been 300% more Power Rangers than there have been VR Troopers.
But how many successful post-Power Ranger careers have you heard of?
Well, Amy Jo Johnson. She's done a lot okay. of stuff past then. Serena Vincent has done movies. what's his name? Fucking Zach. He's a flamenco dancer.
You can't argue Space Cases is a success.
Okay, I can argue that.
You could argue getting to work with Jewel State. Yeah, yeah. You could argue. Oh, Jewel State. Never mind.
I'm trying to think. Cause yeah,
Brad Hawkins became a country music star. Yeah, but did he work with Jewel State?
No, he didn't.
The answer is no.
Well, damn, now you put me on the spot, so I'm not gonna... Johnny Bosch, all his voice acting gigs and his band. I guess if you want to gauge success in what they're doing, Steve Cardenas running his dojo.
Okay, fair enough.
And Karen Ashley, she's, like, producing movies and shit. I mean, they've had careers, not necessarily acting, but they've done their shit.
Well, how awkward it is to show up for an audition and they'd be like, oh my god! You were a Power Ranger?
I've seen the chick who played Tanya in a billion commercials.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I must not be paying attention.
I don't know if you've seen the commercial. It's like an insurance commercial where a mime comes up and tells them that they can talk or that they can save money, and then the baby freaks out that the mime is talking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the mother in that.
Oh. I don't have cable, so.
And even Nanjing Dadidij. Samurai Blue Ranger. I can't pronounce the goddamn name. He's been in a bunch of commercials, and he's starting to do movies and shit, too.
Well, I saw yesterday the guy that was the Yellow Ninja Storm Ranger is a lawyer now. What was that?
I just imagine him in the middle of the case, like, instead of yelling objection or something, yells Ranger Form Ninja Storm.
Oh, wait, he took a break to become a lawyer, and now, wait a minute. 2004, chose to take time away from acting for his education, returned to Adelaide to study law at University of Adelaide Law School, and considered studying jazz at the conservatorium. During his law studies, chose to participate in the International Exchange Program, studied for a semester at Pace University School of Law in White Plains. Blah, blah, blah. Graduated with honors from Adelaide University, qualified as an Australian lawyer in 2009 and 2010, took a job in London with a prestigious law firm, specializing in media litigation, and completed his exams for qualifications as a lawyer in England and Wales. Currently lives in Sydney, Australia, filming Wonderland. So he became a prestigious lawyer and quit to go film a TV show. Whatever. Wow, that guy is literally like 25 days older than me. He's already a lawyer and a Power Ranger.
Yeah, what have you done?
Shut up.
No, every time I turn on fucking wrestling and I see that someone younger than me is a fucking world champion, I want to shit myself.
What have you done, Mike? Shut up.
Like, yeah, I'm living at home with my parents trying to get this whole art gig going, and oh, what's he doing? He's at the top of his fucking profession. That's great. At 19 years old, he's at the top of his fucking profession. That's awesome. Good for him. Good for you, Randy Orton and John Cena and Brock Lesnar, for being, like, the youngest WWE champions ever at, like, 22 to 25.
That being said, you can all eat shit and die.
Yeah, fuck all of you, bastards.
Fuck all of you. We watch Power Rangers. What up?
We watch Power Rangers, we're happy about it. No, we're not.
Sometimes we write Power Rangers fan fiction.
I haven't done that in years.
When you die and they go through your laptop, the first thing they're going to say is, Jesus Christ, look at all this porn. The second thing they're going to say is, God damn, seriously, this is a lot of porn. The third thing they're going to say is, Jason leaned closely into Tommy. He could smell the honeydew in his hair. His penis became throbbing with excitement.
I think you're writing your own fan fiction here.
I think I'm going somewhere good with this.
You'll have all the Power Ranger fangirls banging down your door. Writing Power Rangers / smut.
Tommy shook his head to unfurl his long ponytail.
Stop Jason, it. Stop it. Stop it. Don't.
Jason, I'm going to morph you into a man today.
I'm going to morph your brains out.
Well, hands trace Jason's tender backside. Ew, 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 ew.
They were just sparring. I don't see what the problem was. What do you think they were doing?
What? It was a sparring session.
Yeah.
Jason, you're hurt. Let me rub this ointment on your wounds.
Just friends?
Kimberly, no! Just get out! We're,
I was saying,
we're
just
doing
friends helping each other. I don't see why that's wrong. What's wrong with hey, a guy Ernie? Rubbing ointment on another guy? It's no big deal.
Look, Kimberly, when me and Jason hung out in the back room at Ernie's, he always told us to help each other when we needed ointment rubbed on our bodies. He needed a lot of ointment. Ooh,
I kicked him right
soon.
In the dick. That stuff hurts. You don't understand. You're a girl.
You've got to get the blood down there so it'll heal.
You just don't understand, Kimberly. Go back to your balance beam.
God, Kimberly, don't you have a fucking career to go and embrace? And that's when Amy Jo Johnson says, why do you keep calling me Kimberly? What the fuck is going on? Who is that?
Who let this fat
the fuck
paramedics
are you?
On the set of Flashpoint? Go away.
It's Kimberly, me also.
Amy Jo Johnson's like, Jason, who the fuck is that guy? Why aren't you in your MMA career? Who is that? And dude sits up and he's like, I'm the new Red Ranger. You can call me Troy. And Jason's like, shut up.
I have way more emotion than Troy can even have. I'm
the
new Red Ranger. My name is Troy.
Call me Troy. He doesn't talk. He just smiles. It's just a cardboard cutout. They just CG a cardboard cutout.
Oh,
poor kid.
Oh, poor kid. Poor us. We gotta watch his ass.
I'm not watching his ass.
Oh, the Red Ranger.
They've got, for my money, the second hottest Pink Ranger ever. And this one has videos of her saying the F word.
Saying the fuck word.
Fuck word. I still need to do that video of that of her like just walking through swearing and throwing shit like that, and just intercut Troy staring blankly.
No, because like if anything sold it, it's the like that this is the first gay Red Ranger. It's
yeah.
when he beat the villain with gymnastics.
Right, right.
Which is sad because that was like the I mean I know it's only 20 episodes, but that like that's like the main villain's lead henchman, and
yeah.
he got taken out in like the fifth episode
with gymnastics.
With gymnastics.
I gotta say the best thing was at the end of that episode. Where they're, he's, like, with the guy that pretended to be a Power Ranger, and they're having shakes or protein drinks or whatever the fuck that bar makes. So I took that picture and put it on Tumblr and captured it with, so is this a date?
I like that they, like, try to pass it off as the predecessor to Ernie's Juice Bar by the guy being Ernie, and they have some weird smoothies in there, but it's like, that guy's Armenian making his weird yogurt-based beverages. That's not... Ugh. Yeah, when they're drinking this green sludge. We are friends now, ha!
We are Power Rangers because we drink green sludge and it keeps us healthy.
All the guy's doing is yanking grass out of that window display and putting it in a blender with some yogurt.
Is it?
He's good drink. He's refreshing drink.
Maybe it's a marijuana dispensary.
That's why they all look so dazed when they're in there?
Yeah, that's what's going
he's
on.
He's making pot
Troy's
smoothies.
Troy's just stoned.
We gotta work together, what, huh? There's monsters. Oh, shit, his face in my pocket's talking to me.
Oh, my God, dude, a monster. Yo, you're a fuzzy little moth.
Leaning over to the other guys. Are you seeing this, too?
Holy shit. Dude, there's like 200 Power Rangers here. Wouldn't it be cool if they were keys? I want to be a pirate. Maybe that's how it's introduced. They drink a whole bunch of Ernie shakes, and they're like, dude, pirates are awesome.
Just because pirates were the last thing that they thought of when they morphed, their suits just become the pirate suits. Oh, shit, we're pirates. Dude.
Whoa, dude, I am so blazed.
I wonder if they're going to have Navi.
Probably not. They don't carry any of those characters over unless they have to.
All they have to do is import a little robot.
If it's anything, actually, it'll probably look better. I mean, Doggy Kruger.
Yeah. Well, that was
the one thing we did right.
That was also Disney money.
Oh, my God.
Remember when Power Rangers was owned by a company that actually had money?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were good days.
I remember watching SPD and thinking it was really great, and then the first time I saw footage of Doggy Kruger and Decker Ranger, I was just like, oh my god, why is that paper mache puppet on the battlefield?
It's the same thing with the Gecky Ranger and Jungle Fury. I mean, they didn't have creatures for their sacred masters or whatever, they just had people in costumes, but I would take those over the monstrosities that they had in the Japanese show.
Pretty accurate. I mean, for all the stuff we give them shit for screwing up over what Super Sentai did, we don't really talk about the shit they did right.
Yeah. It's like everything in SPD.
Yeah. God, even the uniforms look better. These uniforms look cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
Like the patrol uniforms. I do like how they got rid of some of the aspects of the Shinkinger morph sequence, like the banner carrying samurais who just kind of appear.
I was wondering if they were going to do that in Samurai the first time I saw that. Like, are they really going to have these people run behind the princess every time she morphs?
I was like, oh, this is slightly ridiculous.
God, yeah, but. So yeah, it's like you said earlier, it's they get rid of the stuff that in America would be like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I mean like, there are the aspects they don't keep. For instance, I wish we didn't have to go through the 10-minute Megazord transformation sequence every fucking episode.
Yeah.
That it consistently gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Oh! By the way, I meant to mention it to you. I've found my single favorite moment in Gokaiger. I think nothing in the series is going to beat this moment.
Okay.
The very first moment, Gokaio and Goju Jin merge into one machine, and Guy just lets out this howl of excitement. I was just like, yeah, this is the best right here. This is amazing. And everybody just kind of stares at him. I think that is that moment encapsulates what's so great about Gokaiger. You know exactly what I'm talking about, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
awesome.
That's a reaction that every character on the show should have when they find out that their special robot combines with the other robot to make an even stronger robot. But it's like, you can put the Dragonzord with the Megazord and make a super ultra Dragonzord. Good times.
Wow, this is amazing. All right, let's finish. No, let's celebrate for a little bit. Jesus Christ. But yeah, they will never capture that glory anywhere in the American version.
No. At most, it'll have whatever wooden actor that they got to play the Silver Ranger going, yay, all right, woohoo, over guys over the top jumping about.
Troy will just be like, this is amazing.
A robot. Got with his
all
robot
right, team.
And made a big
let's
robot.
Make this, all right, team. Let's make this a super mega finish. Ha!
Poor guy.
Oh, God. He's probably a really cool dude, too.
He just can't act. Like, a sorry guy that plays Troy.
You know what? You know what? Here's the sad thing, too. We've not watched that other movie he's in. For all we know, he's a really good actor.
You mean the other 12 fucking, like, weird straight-to-video gay porn films that he's in?
Yeah, maybe he's just really...
You can have fun watching those all you want. I ain't watching those.
Oh, come on, Mike.
No, I'm not watching 1313 Werewolf Fucks a Vampire. I'm not watching him.
That's it. That's the exact name. It's 1313 Werewolf Fucks a Vampire. That's the exact name of the show.
That's not gonna happen.
Maybe there will be a Big Bad Beetleborgs tribute episode, and he'll fall in love with the wolf guy.
He'll just wander into the mansion and.
Oh wow! Is this a haunted mansion? I hope I'm not in danger. Whoa! A wolf.
Your hair is so soft.
Why are you so beautiful?
And the wolf's kind of eyeing the other monsters like, guys, get me out of here. This cardboard cutout's coming on to me.
This cardboard cutout's going down.
What's he doing? Oh, wait. Don't stop.
Wait. Guys, go away.
Give me a minute with the cardboard cutout. Oh, Christ. Now that you said that, I'm really looking forward to Super Mega Force.
I think, worst case scenario, even at its absolute worst, doing the absolute bullshittiest raping of the Gokaiger footage, it's still going to be a tribute to the past 20 years of Power Rangers as we know it. I'm still going to have fun with it. I'm probably not going to like it as much as Gokaiger. I don't think I'll like any series as much as Gokaiger, because I've watched several episodes and clips from the other series, and I just haven't found one that's as much fun and doesn't take itself quite as seriously.
But remember also what I was saying earlier. It's like Gokaiger and Super Mega Force are different shows.
Exactly.
They should be judged differently as well.
Like, I mean, we'll judge them on the same criteria, but at the end of the day, they're different shows.
It's like, you should not, just because you liked Gokaiger does not mean that you should go into Super Mega Force expecting Gokaiger. They're using the suits and some footage, but it's going to be a completely different entity.
Exactly. You should hate this on its own merit.
God damn it. I'm trying to put a positive spin on this shit.
It's, the tagline is the podcast where everything is shit.
I'm trying to undo the damage that I did last week with the episode that we couldn't put up.
You're trying to undo the damage that nobody knows about?
I feel personally bad that I have been branded a racist by you.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll let Tarv listen to that episode, and if he's like, yeah, that's too bad, I won't. If he's like, no, that's fine.
Yeah, but Tarv is a robot. He doesn't have any emotions.
Like, oh my god, is Tarv the Red Ranger?
Tarv, what did you think of that episode? Okay.
Tarv, what are you doing? Hang on, Mike. It's morphin' time. Gosei said this would give me power.
Hiya.
I have to go. NASCAR is on. Hi, Tarv. We love you.
Go, Tony Stewart Zord. That's what they need. That's what RPM was supposed to be, but they didn't do it. But they need a race car themed. Shit, they had Turbo. Never mind. I'm going
to
shut up.
I was about to say, they did that, and at least half of it was not that great.
Well, Turbo, that wasn't really race cars. I mean, Tommy's was a race car, but Adam had a fucking minivan.
He really did.
Those were not race cars. There was a race car.
Justin had a Jeep. Credit where it's due. They did the best they could with that fucking Car Ranger footage. Which you saw where I tweeted a few weeks ago. I was like, if you hate Turbo, just remember they could have done this too. Posted a picture of Blue Centurion's Japanese extended family.
Oh, yeah.
The kid and the wife. It's like, they could have done this.
They probably should have. They couldn't have made that season any more ridiculous.
They should have just went, fuck it.
And they left in the bit where the Rangers were cooked into a pizza, for Christ's sake. They should have just had the Blue Centurion's family.
That gif shows up everywhere.
That's because that is the only episode Selwyn Ward ever talks about.
Poor Selwyn Ward.
He even talks about it in Forever Red. At the end, when they're all celebrating that they won, they're all trying to talk about their accolades, and they walk off, and he's like, hey, I ever tell you guys about the time I was baked into a pizza?
Holy shit. Oh, never mind. I was about to say, Selwyn Ward was in American History X? I read the credit. High school student leaving bathroom. Never mind.
Hey, that's an important bit, because that's the bathroom I think Edward Furlong gets shot in.
Spoilers for a 20-year-old movie.
I mean, that's when the Terminator comes in and saves John Connor from getting shot.
Sorry, I just read TJ's full name, and I'm kind of sad.
What?
Theodore J. Jarvis Johnson. They gave the first black Red Ranger the whitest name they possibly could.
Why does it have to be Theodore J. Jarvis Johnson? Why can't they truncate the J?
It can't just be Theodore J?
Yeah.
Or...
They can't take out the Jarvis or the J. They need to leave both of those in. In case you didn't catch that he has a J in the second half of his name.
Shouldn't he be TJJ?
T3J. Because J. Jarvis Johnson.
TJQ?
Saban was originally going to have him be a rapper, and that was going to be his DJ name, T3J. They thought that'd be
TJ
a little racist.
TJ to the third power? So he could be like, it's TJ to the third Power Rangers time.
Like, no, not every black person has to be into hip-hop and Power Rangers.
Can I point out to you, I love how the selection process for the new Rangers came about in the Turbo series. You have randomly showed up from out of town and saved my life on this one occasion. I will now give you the keys to ultimate power. Don't fuck up.
Have fun
20
with that.
Episodes, 20 episodes later, when everything is on fire, do you think Tommy was going, we probably should have done a little more effort.
Like, every one of the old Rangers kind of looks over towards the mountains and sees a mushroom cloud, like, damn.
This is hard.
We shouldn't have left it with those guys.
Okay, next time we let Zordon choose the Rangers, this was a bad idea. TJ was like, I'm going to make it up to you. I'm going to get help. I found this emo Tommy guy in space. Oh.
But you know that all four of them saw the mushroom cloud, just went, damn it, Justin. Damn it, Justin.
God damn it. You know, Rocky didn't do much, but he never blew up the fucking command center.
He was useless, too, but he never blew anything up.
TJ did come up with the single greatest solution to defeating a villain, too. Hey, let's all spray paint ourselves blue. And it worked.
Oh, God. That was also in Turbo, wasn't it?
No, that was...
Was that in that space?
That was space, because he was the Blue Ranger.
Okay. I thought that was just another thing from Car Ranger. That sounds like something that would happen in Car Ranger.
It does sound like something Car Ranger, doesn't it?
I'm disappointed, though, that they cut out the bit in space, the gif that shows up everywhere where the Blue Ranger grabs the nuts of that minion.
Yeah.
And he freaks out.
It's pretty funny that TJ shows up everywhere and he's like, hey, did I tell you about the time I was baked into a pizza? But he's never like, hey, did I tell you about the time I failed so hard I blew up everything resembling a Power Ranger on Earth? Like, that's what it should have been. Did I tell you about the time I was baked into a pizza? And Tommy just turns around and yells, no, but I heard about the time you fucked up everything.
Yeah, remember when all the evil in the universe almost blew up the planet on your watch? Yeah, thanks, dickhead.
Was that before or after you failed so hard that everybody ever lost their fucking powers? God, TJ. You were a ranger for 20 minutes. 20 minutes! I did this for 3 years over 4 different colors.
No, that's when the, like, in Countdown to Destruction, when all the rangers are, like, hiding from the bad guys. Like, we can't morph now or anything like that. It's like if the original team had showed up and just stole their morphers. Like, give me that, you fuck up.
God,
get out of here. I'll show you how it's done.
Billy from Aquatar is like, are you fucking kidding? I built a flying car.
God, I think they even attacked Aquatar in that whole series. Now he's out there going, God damn it.
I never thought about that until right now. I really wish they had had some moment where the other Rangers were like, oh, whoops.
Just show up and look at, really? For real? This is what happens?
Like, they're hiding behind the destroyed Megazord, and TJ goes, last push, we'll do this. They hop up, and, like, everybody's defeated, and the old Rangers are just standing there like, seriously? Rocky's got a fucked up back, and he just kicked their asses. Rocky, the best career-ending injury, too. He spin-kicked so hard he flew out of a ring. I still don't know how he did that.
Well, you watch as he jumps forward and then flies out of the ring backwards.
Maybe we're just not trying hard enough. No, I think you tried plenty hard.
He tried so hard that he defied physics.
And as he laid on his back, he said, oh, at least I didn't destroy both Megazords. TJ.
Wow, oh my God. I had forgotten about that, too, that it's like, you just said that the selection process was thanks for saving my life. How did Justin get his powers? He just overheard that the others were Power Rangers.
You overheard a group of adults. Now we're going to give you limitless power.
A child.
When the chips are down and they have to flee Earth to save the day, what does Justin say? Oh, my dad. Fine, pussy.
Is there anyone on the planet more suited to be a Power Ranger than this child? Yeah, probably a lot of people. But nope, we're going to give it to him because he knows your secret.
It's pretty funny. Once, you know, Zordon chose the original Rangers, a lot of effort, good choices. After that, kind of just gave up.
Well, I mean, it was kind of serendipitous that Adam, Rocky, and Aisha just happened to transfer to Angel Grove when the other three were leaving, so Zordon had three new Rangers set up.
I do remember somebody also pointed out, they were like, so Cassie saved Kat's life and became the new Pink Ranger. But Cassie was just passing through town. She actually lived like three towns over. Aren't her parents like, where the fuck is our daughter?
Like, no, I'm going to chill in Angel Grove for a little bit.
Like seriously, TJ and Cassie both were not staying. And they were like just passing through. And it's like, aren't their parents somewhere like, hey, our kids are missing.
There's posters up all over Stone Canyon. Like, where are our kids?
Oh my god, you remembered the name of it.
That's because that's like Angel Grove's rival since like the Stone first Canyon. Season. Yeah. Don't judge me.
Is that where they were going? Let me consult Cassie's Wikipedia profile. She was heading to Stone Canyon and she had some really great relatives out there and they were going to help her crash the music scene. When the bus stopped outside a gift stop in the middle of nowhere, TJ, apparently having heard the explosion of Tommy's truck, oh no, ran off in case someone needed help.
He ran away from the explosion. That's the makings of a Power Ranger right there, run away from the trouble.
Yeah, he was actually trying to run away, and he ran in the wrong direction. He didn't have great directional sense, as evidenced by blowing up everything. That's my next YouTube edit there, too.
Yes, you were the first black leader of the Power Rangers, but everything fucked up under your watch.
The entire sequence about how great the new team will be as Power Rangers, and then cut to everything on fire, and then cut to Tommy just shaking his head.
Just showing a whole, like, montage of clips from Countdown to Destruction.
Ugh.
Way to go, guys. Picked a great team. You had to know it was going to fuck up when they put the kid in there.
Yeah. He doesn't even know how to form a Megazord, let alone drive.
Of course, that's how you knew Zordon lost it, because he gave Justin the powers.
I imagine what was going on was Zordon was sleeping, and Alpha was like, I'll fucking show him.
I can pick Power Rangers, too.
You motherfucker, it's time for me to get a raise. Hey, kid, here you go. Go fuck shit up.
Well, I saw like one of the first season episodes where Alpha left the command center and found a kid named Dylan.
Yeah.
And now I'm convinced that that kid is the Dylan from RPM.
They
say that they spell their names differently, but no, that's the same kid.
Well, RPM also takes place in a different universe,
that's
so
why
maybe
he's
like
part robot is because he met Alpha.
Alpha's a pedophile?
No.
Is that where you're going with this?
He wanted to be robot like his friend who saved him.
Oh.
It's not dirty like you are making it, you jerk.
There was another thing I was going to point out, but whatever.
Forgot it now.
Forgot it now.
Alpha I'm being a like, pedophile ah. Took over your brain.
No.
God. I was trying to make it nice. You immediately go for the pedophile joke.
It was an easy joke.
Now we can't post this one.
Oh yeah, there's an Alpha Christmas video too,
mm-hmm.
Where he just like he's sad because it's Christmas. They don't have anyone to celebrate it with, so they teleport a bunch of kids to the command center. And it's like awesome. Alpha just kidnapped like six kids on Christmas Eve. Kids are taking it really well. Parents are probably gonna be a little less enthused about it in the morning. Wake up, it's Chris! Oh my god! Like, maybe down in that chamber next to where they made the White Ranger powers, there's just, like, a room full of children's bodies.
I find it weird that a show run by Chaim Saban, the most Jewish man in the world, makes such a big deal out of Christmas.
Christmas is money, man.
And the only mention of Hanukkah in Power Rangers was in, like, a straight-to-video holiday movie. It was, like, White Rangers Christmas or something like that.
I'm reading all the secondary Turbo Ranger bios on Wiki now, and I'm just like, they really were chosen for the worst possible reasons. That ball was dropped so hard.
Well, remember, that they didn't think that they were going to last much longer than that at that point.
Yeah.
Remember, Space was supposed to be the last season.
this was supposed to be the end. And then somebody went, wait, you made a lot of money.
You got lucky this time, Saban. And then they
did. Things just got shockingly very good for a few seasons.
Yeah, and then they did Space and Lost Galaxy, which were really good. And then they did Lightspeed Rescue, and it all went to shit again. Yeah, talk about weird morphs that would not go over in America, but would go over in Japan. The Lightspeed Rescue one, where they go into the weird space and have their costumes painted onto them.
Well, that's not that different from the Japanese morph, where they just, like, throw a cloth over them and it becomes their costume.
Even that, I mean, that makes more sense than going to some weird alternate dimension.
I will give Lightspeed Rescue credit, though, for having the ballsiest Red Ranger available. He fucking charged the big villain in the last episode powerless without his helmet and with only his sidearm, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but don't they always do that?
No.
Don't they always have the Ranger that runs in
unarmed? No, Austin St. John's chubby face was never chasing Rita Repulsa across the moon.
He jumped after Goldar with no powers.
No, that was Goldar. That's
he
like
jumped
Rob
after
Van
Goldar
Damme
before,
chasing after Hulk Hogan.
He went after Goldar before Lord Zedd came back when Goldar still had a set.
Eh, he was powered by his love for Tommy.
Like, really, as I've gone into second season and Lord Zedd says, I'm going to give you back your wings. It's like, that at that second, Goldar lost his balls. He becomes Lord Zedd's bitch for the next 2 years.
I'm going to give you your wings back, but I have to take your testicles to form them. Okay.
Yes, he is the most grovelly bitch for the rest of his existence. What happened to Goldar from first year? He was badass.
Well, they got the Die Ranger Zords, so they couldn't really do much with him because they didn't want to film new footage.
He never fought that Zord.
Exactly, because he was a pussy.
They have a lot of monsters that never fought that Zord. They cut it together mediocrely.
Mediocrely.
Like, it swings a sword, they show the monster getting hurt.
And as a kid, you never questioned it. You never put two and two together, and now you go, oh.
I really didn't. Like, it's only now that I'm watching it going, wow, that robot has never actually seen hitting the monster.
I'm now clicking through all the seasons, and I'd like to take a moment to remind everybody who's ever watched Power Rangers, Sergeant Silverback was indeed an existing character.
We should just fucking...
Just a reminder.
Power Rangers podcast. We should get rid of the ARG and just, like, this is all we ever go back to talking about.
The power... It's like, oh, man. This episode starts out with Mike and Chris not knowing what they're going to talk about. Guess it's another
Power Rangers. Well, guess what, guys? We don't do a whole lot, so we're not going to have a whole hell of a lot to talk about.
How was your week? Yeah, watch Power Rangers. Right on, brother.
I wanted to do, like... As I was going through season one, I started thinking about, like, what if we got a couple people together and did, like, a Power Rangers riff tracks?
On the one hand, I'd be down. On the other hand, it would very quickly just become gay jokes.
Who cares?
Nobody.
But, yeah, get a couple people together, just sit down, watch Power Rangers, and make fun of it, and then put them up on the internet.
I'm game.
Oh, God. Ranger riffs.
Ranger riffs. Oh, come on, that's got to exist already. Ranger riffs. Yeah, that already exists. But ours would be better.
We can call it that because ours is better than yours. What is Ranger riffs?
It's like one YouTube video.
Oh,
fuck that.
We'd have 60 in the first go. Don't even.
Yeah, who's going to edit and upload all those? Have fun.
Edit and upload what? We're going to put audio to watch Power Rangers. I ain't editing shit.
So I'm also now scrolling down the samurai thing, and I'd like to once again reiterate how ridiculous it was in that finale when he had not one, but two of that obscenely large sword. I know I've mentioned that in an earlier episode, but I just want to reiterate. That was fucking ridiculous. This is going to double your power. Oh, cool. He'll be, like, supercharged, black box, red. Oh, no, it's just a second obscenely... Oh, well. Okay.
But that happened in the Japanese one, though, didn't it?
I think it happened to all of them. But it just... It was... Ugh. I haven't watched Shinkenger, so I don't know.
I've only watched parts of it. I haven't watched the whole season.
I've just watched the intro.
It does have the catchiest theme of any...
any Sentai. Yeah, it really does.
Even though, like, partway in, like, 8 seconds in, it sounds like the guy yells, "I farted."
He says, "Appare."
He says, "I farted."
He says, "Appare."
I farted!
I think that's all for this week, Mike.
Yep.
Say goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye.
What a mega force this podcast was. Goodbye, everybody.